This is a WGNS Action Line, talking with Rutherford County newsmakers about what matters most to you. Now, your host, Scott Walker.
With us in studio from Barnabas Vision, we have David and Maria Coggin. How are both y'all doing today?
We're doing great.
A lot happening at Barnabas Vision, a fundraiser coming up, but of course, all the usual stuff where you're helping folks out. I guess first, talk a little bit about Barnabas Vision and how it all got started.
Barnabas Vision is an encouragement ministry that was started 13 years ago to just meet the different needs in the community. As we have grown, there's, you know, three areas that we really focus on, which is crisis intervention, homeless prevention, and community engagement. And our community engagement has a lot of programs in it.
And I know you've helped a lot of people over the years. Is there a primary help that is offered more times than not? You know, what do you see more so than anything else?
Financial needs come to the top of my head, but also just financial needs is the easy one that seems tangible for people to see. But to be honest, Scott, I see that people just need love and encouragement and a friend, whether or not they recognize that or not.
So when it comes to financial needs, is it usually, let's say, help paying a monthly rent at an apartment, or is it a utility bill? What is it that you see a lot?
Paying monthly rent and utility bills. We do help with deposits as we have the funds available.
I know one of the goals is to prevent people from becoming homeless. That's a big goal, and that's a lot to really bite off. That's got to be tough at times because you probably hear a lot of hard stories.
Yes, we do. We hear, lots of hard stories. But one of the reasons we try to, you know, help with homeless prevention, especially if they have a good plan and they just felt on hard times, and there's all different kind of situations, Scott. But sometimes we see people just $500 or $600 short, sometimes a lot more, but oftentimes $600 short. And it's a whole lot easier and affordable to help those people with $600 or $700 than it is to help somebody move into a place that will probably cost $3,000 when you pay the deposit, first month rent, the electric fee connection with the electric company and the water company. That all adds up. So if you can keep them in their homes, it's an economical decision.
And the price of rent has gone up so much over the last 13 years that you've been a part of this program, that you've started this program. Price of rent has gone up a lot.
Yes, it has.
When you guys first started 13 years ago, I'm guessing the price of, let's say, a one-bedroom apartment was probably closer to around $650 or so.
That's correct. And one of the things Maria and I have always, like from the beginning, is we want people to pay part of it. And so in the beginning, part of, like you said, $650 is we would help with the last, $300, and that was about 50%.
And today, that same $650 apartment cost anywhere between, I'm guessing, $1,500 a month and maybe even up to $2,000 a month.
That's correct.
It's wild how those prices have changed so much, and I don't think they're going down anytime soon.
No, they're not.
With prices that are as high as they are you finding that people are starting to need even larger sums of money to keep them in that apartment?
Yes, we are.
Could be over $650, $700 that's needed at times.
Like you said, a lot of rent just went yesterday, $1,200 to $1,400. Of course, we like for them to pay part of it if they can and some of it. So that's why we really look when they get the bill down to $750. So we have gone in the last 12 years from helping with $300 to help them with $750. Sometimes we'll help with a little bit more in some of our other programs.
Those who do need help with paying for that rent, are they usually disabled? Are they usually like a single parent? What is the situation at their home?
Well, it could be anything, because sometimes it's just someone got sick and so they couldn't work for a couple of months and get behind, and then they need help and their savings get eaten up, or they've lost a job. We do see a lot of single moms.
And a lot of times, I'm guessing just one small incident leads them to this point of not being able to pay rent. Next thing they know, their car is broken down. They can't afford to fix it. And then if they lose that transportation, they can lose the job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Crazy how fast things can really snowball and then happen to put you, some folks, out on the street.
Yes.
What are some other things that happen there at Barnabas Vision?
Well, we do classes, especially encouragement classes. I actually teach one on a Tuesday later today, and it's just where women come together and they just share what they're going through. Because sometimes just hearing that somebody else has gone through the same thing as you maybe a year or two before you, or even they're going through it right now, it just helps you and encourages you to know that you're not alone. Barnabas Vision wants people to know that they are not alone.
So these classes, like, for example, for women who come there and they, you know, get encouragement, it's almost like a group counseling session, I would guess, in a lot of ways.
It is. There's just a lot. And sometimes there's a lot of crying. And sometimes there's a lot of joy, you know, and there's also a lot of realizing that it's going to be okay.
And because you have 5, 6, 7, 8 different people in there at a time, they're probably learning to lean on each other, too, and maybe that's something new for them.
Yeah, and a lot of times we never give anybody's phone number out, but they can give each other a phone number, and we see that happen a lot. And then, like, we can pick you up, or we can do this for you. And it's so encouraging to see people reaching out to each other, even though they're going through a hard time right now.
And those who come and tell you, you know, I'm going through a hard time, and whatever that situation is, X, Y, Z, and they probably think, you know, my story is really unusual. This never happens to anybody but me. You probably tell them, no, this happens to a lot of people.
And I know it's the work of God, but so often we'll have someone in and they'll tell a story and it's exactly the same as happening to another person in that room. You know,
that's got
to
make somebody feel a little bit better, like, you know, hey, if I'm not the only one this happens to, then I can get through it too.
Yes.
And they can. And a fundraiser is also nearing for Barnabas Vision, and that's going to help to fund some of the things we've talked about and a lot more.
Yes. We have one coming up on September the 17th. It is a Tuesday night, and we hope the community can come out and help support us, maybe learn a little bit about Barnabas Vision, but enjoy just some entertainment and supporting us so we can help other people in the community. And as you said, the need has gone up. This year, we have Matthew Warren and David Fanish that are coming in, I guess, singing for us.
And how can people be a part of that fundraiser if they want to attend?
They can call the Barnabas Vision number, which is 615-556-5134. They can ask for me or anybody, and they can tell them the information, the address, and RSVP, or they can email me at david@thebarnabasvision.org.
But they need to RSVP in order to actually come to the event, right?
Yes, and the alley is providing the food.
Okay, and then once they call and say, hey, I'm going to be there, I want to show up with my family, whatever the case is, then you let them know where it is and what time to be there and everything.
Yeah. Yes, and it is at 6 o'clock Tuesday night, September the 17th.
September 17th, which is a Tuesday, and that is a fundraising event for Barnabas Vision. So talk a little bit more about some of maybe the stories that you have run across over the years, maybe some of the more dramatic ones that you had a hand in helping somebody.
Well, and with our Christmas program, which Christmas is coming up, but, you know, we've had people who have had fires and lost their presents, and then we have been able to provide gifts for them because of people in the community who help out. We've had people who have been living in hotels, and even like this past Christmas, we had one and we got them into housing, and then, you know, one thing happens after another. And the day she got into housing, she found out that her son had passed away.
Wow.
And so it was a really time that we could emotionally support her through gifts, but also just through meeting and letting her know that she's not alone during those hard times.
For those who live in an area hotel, that is another revolving door where people are paying $1,500 a month for a hotel room, and there's no stretching there. There's no extra room in order to save money for a deposit, to save money for that first month's rent. because they're putting everything they have towards that hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a tough revolving door. Mm-hmm. How do you tell people, here's a way you can do it in order to get into an apartment?
We have them write down their budget and everything, and we try to help them get into a position. Or sometimes, if we know they have the money to be able to pay their rent, sometimes we'll pay, and we don't pay hotels on a regular basis, but we may pay for the last 2 weeks of a hotel so that they're able to be able to start paying. Because oftentimes, Scott, that we've talked about this before, is how people are unable to move for transition from a hotel to a home is sometimes hotels actually cost more than
they do
a rent payment. And so sometimes they just need that help 1 or 2 months to be able to get ahead, and then they're ahead because they're able, because they have a job. But as we talked about the deposits and transition, it's just a costly matter. And so that's one of the ways we will help. We'll say, okay, we'll help with your hotel this week so you can use that money to pay for the first month rent.
In one hotel room, it's not that unusual to find a family of four, you know, be it a husband and wife and two kids, or a mom or a dad and three kids. But that's not unusual.
No, it's not. So a cheap hotel, I think, and we're just talking on the top of my head right now, but if we go with cheap numbers like $70 a night, you times that by seven, that's $490. And then you times that by four, you're talking about $1,700. And I do think you can find a place for $1,400.
Some people are paying $1,700 or $1,800 a month for a hotel room. And these are not nice luxury hotel rooms we're talking about here. In fact, most of those hotel rooms, they don't even come with everyday maid service. They don't come with a change of sheets even. I mean, it's not what they're paying for, in my opinion. It's not right. It's not fair what they're paying for and what they're not getting.
Right.
At one point, $70 a night, you would expect to have clean sheets every day. You would expect to have the garbage taken out of the room. You'd expect all that. These folks, they, a lot of times, I'm guessing, they're afraid to ask for a set of clean sheets. They're afraid to ask for somebody to give them new toilet paper because they don't want to get kicked out. They're in that fearful state of not knowing when I'll get kicked out and for what. How can people, I don't know, volunteer at Barnabas Vision if they want to get involved in some of the programs and help others out?
Well, they can go online, www.barnabasvision.org, and there is a form, or they can email me at david@barnabasvision.org and let us know. We do have several opportunities to volunteer, but I think Maria mentioned this earlier. I'm not sure. A lot of it is seasonal. It's not necessarily weekly opportunities, but definitely at Christmas, we need lots of volunteers, and then sometime in the summertime and in the fall.
Now, some of the other programs that you do that are seasonal are, you know, gift giving around Christmas time, and then you have school supplies that you collect and give out, and that was just done. That was a big undertaking. And did you guys just give out all the school supplies that were collected?
Yes, we did, and mainly at the apartment complex in Rutherford County that we, I guess, sort of adopted and building relationships and getting to know the parents and the kids in that community. So we were helping that community, and it helped us to continue to build relationships. So when they have hard times, we sort of know them and we know their story, and it helped us to be able to help them a little bit better. But we also do our Christmas program, and I'll let Maria talk about that. But again, one of the goals of our Christmas program is to tell parents, you pay your bills and we'll help you with your family Christmas, so your kid at least have a few presents. Maria and her team does a great job. It really is a good Christmas for their family, but the purpose is so they can continue to pay their rent. Because what I found out in 2013 or 14 in January, people would always come to me and say, hey, I'm short on my rent because I paid out for Christmas and this. And so that's our purpose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with that Christmas program, how many gifts do you think you guys get to give out to others?
Donated, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, last year we did about 200 children, and I would say each child got at least 7 gifts.
Wow.
And, you know, that ranges from a pair of shoes, because these gifts, some of them are fun, but some of them are like needs. They need clothing, or a lot of times we'll have teenagers asking for, you know, toiletries, because they, that's just something that they cannot afford to get.
And when a family is living at that level of poverty where they can't afford things like toiletries, things like toiletries are a gift. And yeah. The kids, the teenagers, for example, they love it.
Yes. Yeah, they do.
And most people listening may think, well, why would they love a new toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, shampoo even?
Well, or even like a box of cookies.
Yeah.
Or a cake mix.
Yeah.
You know, stuff that we probably take for granted, but when you're living in poverty, you can't afford to go out and buy a cake mix to make a cake for your kids at Christmas.
You know, I'm guessing some people out there don't realize the level of poverty that we have in some areas of Murfreesboro, and they may be people who you don't really realize, you know, that they're living this way.
Yeah, and you could be going to school with someone and you don't even know what's going on, you know, in their life, or going to church and sitting next to someone and not knowing that that person is actually living in a hotel because they can't get into housing.
You really never know what's going on, you know, in somebody's life or with somebody's family. You don't know what struggles they're going through at all.
Right. And one thing, you've heard this thing before, but everybody is going through some kind of storm. And I really feel like that's the truth right now, that everybody is going through something. And if they're not, they probably have someone that's very close to them that's going through something.
Yeah, and that something could be a medical diagnosis. It could be some type of treatment they're going through. It doesn't have to be poverty.
No.
And people don't always turn to Barnabas Vision because of poverty. There's a lot of other reasons they go there as well. And Maria, like you were saying, some of the classes that you have to offer there.
Yeah, that's right. They go to just gain encouragement, you know, on a day when they just feel like there's no hope. We hope to offer them some hope, even if it's just a smile. And definitely we get to pray for them, because that makes all the difference.
Now, what are some of the other classes that you do have there in addition to just the basic encouragement type classes?
We have a coping skill class that deals with anger issues, or I taught it yesterday, stress and anxiety, and different topics like that. And that Monday at 2 o'clock, and that is usually taught by our social worker director, Julie. And then Maria said she has the women encouragement class every Tuesday at 1 o'clock, and then I teach a biblical coping skill class on Zoom at 5:30 on Tuesday nights. And then on Thursday each week mainly at 2 o'clock, we have a budgeting class. And again, that's for them, like, writing down their budget, and the teachers try as much as they can to do it as an individual basis. So they look at their individual budgeting, and then once a month we have that budgeting class in the evening at 6 o'clock.
So to be a part of these classes, what do you need to do?
Call 615-556-5134 and just let them know, just to make sure it's on those time. It is on our website. I would just always call or email just to make sure, you know, with holidays coming up, that the class is meeting that day. But really, they can just show up.
And I know we're running short on time because we have another segment coming up in just a second. I didn't realize it's already 8:42. But that being said, David, again, tell us how people can be a part of that upcoming fundraiser that will be in September.
Yeah, September the 17th at 6 o'clock. You can email me at david@thebarnabasvision.org, or you can call our Barnabas Vision number 615-556-5134. And the staff can give them the details.
Sounds great. Again, David and Maria Coggin with Barnabas Vision here in Murfreesboro on the air with us this morning. And again, if anybody would like more details, you can go online and visit thebarnabasvision.org. Or again, give David a call. Phone number one more time.
615-556-5134.
Sounds good. Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you can dream it, Fair Construction can turn it into reality. Shop local, Fair Construction Company. I'm Ron Hall. Investing in property can be nerve-wracking. It does not have to be. Fair Construction offers high-quality craftsmanship, quick response, and attention to detail. Our goal is to keep your expenses low while focusing on our attention on high-quality services. I'm Ron Hall. Shop local. Let our family business help you. Fair Construction Company.
You know, gift cards are always the easiest gift. This is Peter Demas at Demas's Restaurant. We will buy gift cards and just kind of have them on hand. They're amazing gifts to give to teachers. If you want to give a gift at your workout groups, you know, you have a personal trainer, family members. It's great to give gifts for 16, 17, 18 years old who are just now beginning to date and they need to be able to have some place to take someone on a date to. Gift cards are always the easiest gift. Demas's Restaurant on Northwest Broad Street.
Tire World's annual at-cost tire sale, simple instructions. First, get on the Tire World website. Next, shop and purchase your tires online or in the store. Now, schedule a time within the next 30 days to have your tires installed. This sale is literally that simple. It is easy, convenient, and saves you lots of money. That's because at Tire World, we don't put discount in our name. We put the discount in your pocket.
At Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. All those friends you've made while banking here over the years, well, they're still there. And so are the delicious, warm, homemade cookies.
In Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard.
Everything you enjoyed at Capstar, still there at Old National Bank. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.